the question was about that kind of rhythm stuff that's happening. You know, you guys are probably pretty familiar with Daryl Anger. And, yeah, woo-woo! I'm a big fan of Daryl Anger. He's one of my favorite fiddle players. He's on the first recording, you know, first record that I actually remember hearing, which was David Grisman's Quintet 80. It's the first one I kind of remember hearing around the house, and Daryl's playing was on that. But what happened for me is, how's that kind of originated was, excuse me, had a band with some guys in northern Chicago, northern Indiana area, when we were about between the ages of 11 and 15. We called it Minor Bluegrass. And so we didn't have a mandolin player. It was banjo and guitar and bass. Noam Pikeli was the banjo player, if you guys know. No, he's still around. So we've been making music for a long time. But so there wasn't a mandolin player, and so it started off for me, and I was kind of doing stuff like this, you know. It's kind of bouncing the bow, getting more kind of percussive sort of feeling in the middle of the bow, you know. And I was getting really excited about the fact, hey, wow, this is really cool. I've never heard anybody do anything like this. I'm like, wow, you know. And to get excited about that, and then somebody says, hey, have you ever heard of Daryl Anger? And I was like, yeah, I've heard him, but what do you mean? Like, you need to check out the Turtle Island String Quartet. And here are these guys, you know, that have been doing this, you know, percussive stuff on the fiddle and all sorts of different kind of, you know, stylistically, you know, kind of some rock sort of stuff and some kind of Latin-y kind of feels, you know, and they've been doing it for like 10 years. But I hadn't come across it at that point. And so I checked some of it out, and I got to meet Daryl, and he, you know, does his stuff up here, you know, close to the bridge where I end up. I thought, wow, that's kind of a cool way to do it. So I ended up kind of incorporating certain things that he was doing, but he holds his bow, you know, with the thumb in between the hair and on the stick there. And I hold mine underneath. It's such a new thing on the fiddle, you know, within the last, I don't know, I'd say 15 years on the fiddle, this kind of percussive stuff sort of happening and developing, that if you're into it and you start doing it, and it'll get shaped to a unique way for you, because I ended up, you know, it was when I was in college and I was playing with a lot of drummers and bass players who were slapping on the bass, playing a lot of funk stuff and rock stuff. And so it kind of shaped up that way for me. And I kind of think of it sometimes like a guitar player strumming or a DJ scratching records or something like that. It's kind of what I end up thinking of. But mechanically, you wanted to, for all the fiddle players that are here, and I know you're one, you wanted to kind of check it out a little bit. So it's an up and down stroke, and not up and down this way on the fiddle. It's up and down perpendicular to the ground. And it all happens within this kind of 3 inches of the frog down here. So it's kind of, there's one sound there when you put it down, and then there's one sound when you lift it up. And that's like the basis for all of that stuff that's happening. I usually think 2 and 4 are much deeper than 1 and 3. So yeah, you know, that's where the snare hits. That's where the mandolin chop is at. 1, 2. And then you kind of throw in some notes down here. Or like a Texas guitar progression, if you guys know that. You got the chords happening, you got the rhythm happening. Then when it gets at faster tempos, you can't really do this thing the whole time. So what happens is the bow kind of goes out, and I think of it as kind of like a hockey stop almost. You know, you just sort of, you know, you got your own analogies, you know, but, you know, sort of just kind of stops with some resistance there, kind of slides on that, and then it kind of bounces back and forth between itself. Still the same sort of feel. You can sustain that at faster tempos much easier than that. So it all kind of stems out of that sort of thing. And there is an instructional DVD, as a matter of fact, in this age of technology, you can't afford not to buy it, really. I can't afford for you not to buy it. And Daryl Anger is also on it, and Rashad Eggleston is also on it. So, and I'm playing five-string fiddle, so it's kind of like we got viola covered, we got violin covered, and we got the cello covered. So it's kind of a string, you know, how to play with each other, how to fit into a jam session when you're not soloing, which is, you know, what do you, you know, being the fiddle, you don't always have something to do. It's kind of like the saxophone. When you're not soloing, you're kind of just kind of hanging out. So it's nice to have something else to do. But that's that kind of stuff. And I think they're over there at that place or from my website. Yeah.
Nathan?
Yes?
If you could invite any fiddle master at all, living or dead, to come jam with you on stage, who would that be?
Stevie Wonder. oh, fiddle person. Any fiddle player. You know, it would be Stuff Smith, actually. Yeah. It would be he's my man. He's a black fiddle player, jazz fiddle player from Portsmouth, Ohio, and he's about the most swinging fiddle player I've ever heard in my life. And I've got this one record that I just listen to over and over and over. And he's one of the first guys to put a pickup on the fiddle too, I believe. His name is Stuff Smith, and that's who it would be. He's super inspiration for me. Let's play some more music, and let me bring up Chaz Justice to help me out from the Red Stick Ramblers. You guys catch them this weekend? I thought I'd grab somebody I don't always get the chance to play with, because why not? We have we met... really like a year ago or something like that, or 2 years ago, maybe 2 years ago. And every time I see these guys, I just have a blast. I don't care if they invite me on stage or not, I'm gonna go up there because it's so fun. I'm not even sorry about it. This one's on the record. It's a old Hank Garland tune that I learned from my dad playing pedal steel. And the Bob Wills kind of stuff, the old Sugarfoot Rag.